Let's go to Doug in Atlanta. Hey, Doug, WGKA, how you doing?
Doing great, Bill. You know, the whole business of to engage or not to engage is a tough question, I think. I've heard really good arguments on both sides, but one thing that I consider is that if we were to get too heavily economically involved in China and dependent on that business, then when it comes time to hold their feet to the fire, we won't have the guts to do it. You know, we'll have too many business lobbyists coming, but you know, lobbying against doing anything bad to China because that would destroy American jobs and such and such.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that maybe the economic involvement may need to be the result of seeing changes in China because, like you said, I don't think it's all of our involvement there so far has really done much.
I'll tell you, this paper that we commissioned, can we find that in the file, do you think, maybe? But people who are in the White House now were involved in this. And really, I had an open mind. I said, I want to know if economic trade really does loosen the joints there and make them more tolerant, open society. And the answer of our team was absolutely not. Now, we're going to have people argue this both ways. But the point you make is there's no question as you develop an economic interest,
that's going to be the overriding push.
And do we love the economic advance more than we hate the violations of human rights?
And which should we make the priority? Yeah, it's a tough one. There are some very respected representatives and senators that I know of that I respect, but they have all sorts of different opinions. It's a tough one, but I just worry about the economic.
I do too. We're going to explore it and see if we can come to our own reasoned response. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Thanks for your contribution. Also in Atlanta is.